Hello and welcome back to the Kinect for Windows SDK Quick Start series. This video is camera fundamentals. We're going to show a couple of slides and then we're going to jump right into code and display data from the Kinect. So to get started, where are we? We talked about in our last video how we can set up and connect using the Kinect sensor chooser. In this video, we're going to show how we can get data out of the RGB color camera and how we can actually tilt the camera as well. Now, before we get into that, one thing to keep in mind is when we talked about the API, there's two ways to call polling and eventing. In the polling model, one common scenario for Kinect applications is you want to be able to synchronize data. And what we mean by synchronize is if we want to display a skeleton directly on top of, say, a color image, we need those to be synchronized. In the polling model, you're going to use things like the properties of image frame, like frame number and timestamp. If you're using an eventing model, which is what we're going to use, we can actually use the all frames ready event, and that's going to automatically be synchronized. So if we have a color, a depth, and a skeleton, they're all going to be synchronized. When that event fires, we have all three. Another thing to keep in mind is camera resolutions. So you can see the camera resolutions for color and depth. And this is important if you're using the all frames ready event. Imagine the color image is firing 12 frames per second. The depth is firing 30 frames per second. That all frames ready event is only going to fire when the slowest camera is fired because it's waiting for all three to be ready. So it's going to always go at the slowest speed. You can sign up for, if you need something faster, you can sign up for depth frame ready in addition to all frames ready, for example, and sign up for the individual frames. So that's kind of like a high level overview on the cameras before we get into actually using the API. Let's just jump right into Visual Studio and show some demos. So our first demo, what we're going to show is display the color camera. And to do that, what I'm going to do is drag and drop an image on the left side of the toolbox directly into our designer. And I'm just going to move it up to the top left corner. The position doesn't actually matter. And I'm going to zoom in here and in our image one control, I'm just going to change the width to be 320 and the height to be 240. So we've resized our image here, and I'm just going to zoom out. There's our image. We want to be able to display that using the all frames ready event. So in the all frames ready event, let's just show the all frames ready event. This is going to fire when all three frames are ready. We'll use a using statement. And what our using statement is going to say is allow us to automatically dispose of anything when we're all done with it. So I'm going to say a color image frame. This is a color frame. Equals E dot open color image frame. So the all frames ready event, we get the color image frame, pop it in here. Now one thing we do want to check for is whether it's null. So we're going to say is color frame equal to null. It's equal to null, just basically don't do anything. And the reason this can happen is, for example, if you lose frames. So if you're firing something, you know, you're doing a lot of calculations, you may actually start dropping frames. And some of the built-in viewers actually have a frames per second, so you can see if this is happening. But if you are dropping a frame, you probably don't want to do anything with an empty frame. So what we want to do is get the data out from color frame. And that data is represented as a byte array. So we're just going to call this byte array pixels equals new byte. And now we need to say how large this array is. And we can do that using color frame dot pixel data length. So now we have an empty array. That's the length. We need to fill it. So the way we're going to fill it is say color frame dot copy pixel data to pixels. And at this point, what we've done is connected to the color frame. We have our data. And now we filled a byte array of pixels. We now want to take those pixels and display them using the bitmap source. So what I'm going to do is say image1.source equals bitmap source. Oh, actually, before we do that, let's use a calculation called stride. And let's talk about stride, because it is something that may be confusing if you haven't done this before. And I'll say width times 4. So taking a step back, stride is basically how many bytes do you need on a per row basis. So our calculation here is based on knowing the format is going to be a BGR32, which is blue, green, red, and empty. So we are going to say, for imagine pixel 00, we're going to have a blue pixel, a green pixel, a red pixel, an empty pixel, and then search the next one. And so on, blue, green, red, empty, blue, green, red, empty, and so on. So stride is basically something, it's a parameter that is required for a bitmap source, but just realize it's counting how many pixels you totally need. So seeing as there's 640 across and each one is going to have that blue, green, red, empty, we do 640 times 4. Now, image1.source equals bitmap source.create. So we are just going to pass in values. We'll say color frame dot width. It's asking us for the dimensions of the image it's going to create. And let's put this on another line just so we can easily follow along. So our next parameter here is DPI. And this is just 96 for X and Y DPI. Now the pixel format, it wants to know what format this image is in. We're going to tell it BGR32. You can also use BGR32A. That would add an alpha transparency. Instead of that empty byte, you can actually add an alpha transparency and say do something semi-transparent. Bitmap palette is null. Pixels, this is the actual data. So we've told it the width, height, the dots per inch, the format. Now we actually need to tell it where the data is stored, and that's in our pixels, and then the stride. And we're just going to pass in our stride parameter. So our, believe it or not, we're done. And while we have written a lot of code, I'm going to show you how you don't need to write any of this code in just a second. But it's important to understand how you can use the API. And if you need to get down to you know, the byte pixels, you absolutely can. So I'm going to click F5. And we have our connect on the side here. And I'm going to do a crazy picture-in-picture and move this around. So our connect is over there, and you can see there's my awesome finger. And we're displaying data, and every time that all frames ready event fires, we are displaying the data on our screen. So let me exit out of this code and jump back in. And what I want to do is just quickly show. Because we are doing this on 30 frames per second, we are creating a bitmap. And that's really actually not the most efficient thing, to be creating 30 bitmaps every second. What you're probably going to want to do is use a writable bitmap. And a writable bitmap is a class that you can basically reuse and reset the byte array directly in the data, and it's designed for that sort of reuse. So rather than creating a new image, we're using the same image and just replacing the pixels, if you will, in that image. So rather than do that in code, I actually want to show an easier method that you can use to just display data. So I'm going to actually comment all this code. In fact, I'll comment the all frames ready event and jump back into, I'll just click save, jump back into our main window. So I'm going to scroll up and use a connect color viewer. And this is in our WPF viewers project. So the WPF viewers, just going to drag and drop a connect color viewer. And in this case, I'm going to do what we did before, which is to resize this. And I'll zoom in so you can make sure to follow along. We're just going to resize this to 320 and our height of 240. And there's one more property that I want to be able to set, and I'm just going to move that around, and that is the connect property. So the cool part is this connect color viewer, I don't actually have to sign up for the all frames ready event and pass in data directly to the connect color viewer. It's actually doing that underneath the covers, It just needs to know, give me a reference to a Kinect and I'll sign up for the things that I need to display the color image. So I'm going to click Kinect because it has a Kinect property that I can data bind in XAML and not actually do any code behind. So I'm going to click Apply Data Binding. Now what's going to happen here, let's just scroll up. I am going to data bind to the Kinect Sensor Chooser 1. That's what we added in the setting up our development environment project. And I'm going to click the path. And the path is basically, these are all the properties of Kinect Sensor Chooser. I'm going to choose the Kinect property. So Kinect Sensor Chooser, choose the path of Kinect, and just double click. So at this point, there's basically no code behind, and I'll just zoom out. We've set our properties on our Kinect Color Viewer, and basically mapped the Kinect, and I'm going to click F5. And now we see we get our color image back again directly onto our screen. And we didn't have to write any code in the code behind. We didn't have to sign up for all frames ready. So it's a really nice reusable control if you're looking to use the color image and depth image that we'll show in our next video as well. So the last thing I want to show in this video is how to control tilt and how tilt actually works. So we have a simple project called Camera Tilt here. And what it's going to do is try and set the tilt based on the value that you set in the slider. So let's just jump into the code. And the code is actually pretty easy. It's just setting the elevation angle to an integer. So nothing super magical. Take the Kinect and set the elevation angle to whatever value you want. Now the possible values are negative 27 to positive 27. And one important thing to keep in mind is, and let's actually just, what I'm going to do is zoom out and run our project. And show, I'm going to pick up our Kinect here. So the current angle, as it's showing on our page here, is 14. That's what the current angle is. Let's just, what I'm going to do is show properties, and hopefully you all can see our Kinect start tilting. And I'll just tilt it up, for example. You'll see it slowly start tilting up, and that's kind of the maximum up, and let's move it back down to zero, and I'll click set tilt again. Now, this is not designed to be used on a regular basis. In fact, there's a lot of documentation in terms of how it can be used, but one thing to keep in mind, it's really, you know, designed if your Kinect is up, that you can look down, and down if you can look up, depending on where the Kinect is actually placed. But it is important to keep in mind that zero, even though we set zero and it looks flat, it's actually all based on where the Kinect position actually is. So what I'm going to do is switch back to our project, and let's just show this. Now I have the Kinect tilted. Imagine this, for whatever reason our application needed our Kinect to be mounted like this. If I, for example, try and run this application and get the current tilt, even though it's straight, the actual value displayed is negative 58. So it's important to keep in mind when we're talking about tilt, even though this looks like it's zero, it's all based on where the Kinect actually is. So it does have the value, and all your values within there are based on where it is. So if it's flat and looking straight out, it will be zero. But if you're mounting it on an angle, something to remember. So in terms of also just remembering from a code perspective, the Kinect Explorer has some great examples for how to handle and be able to send Kinect commands so you're not sending too many commands to the camera tilt and having issues with the motor. So I'm going to put that back. We've now discussed how we can use the RGB camera, display it on our page, how we can use the WPF viewer, and how we can use the camera tilt control. In our next video, we're going to jump into how we can actually set depth data and work with depth data. Thanks.